This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Texas flooding.
Water is so powerful and so fast.
Congressman Henry Cuellar and his wife indicted.
Said that these allegations are false.
Former Trump advisor Hope Hicks testifies in criminal trial.
Hicks broke down on the stand while being questioned by Trump's lawyer.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Evacuations in Texas due to flooding. 88 counties there are under disaster declarations due to heavy rains and flash flooding statewide, the worst happening in Houston. The latest from reporter Chris Fox.
Dozens of water rescues so far in Houston, including 27 kids when their school bus got stuck in high water. More than 9 inches of rain over the past 24 hours. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo issuing the evacuation order for those around the San Jacinto River.
It's a catastrophic event, and we all need to take the urgent and necessary steps to respond accordingly.
Hidalgo adding the threat is ongoing and will get worse.
Congressman Henry Cuellar, a Democrat from Texas, and his wife are facing charges including conspiracy, bribery, and money laundering. CBS's Scott McFarland says prosecutors allege an elaborate scheme.
Among the allegations here is that Congressman Cuellar's wife set up this shell company in which she signed on as a consultant to various businesses tied to the Azerbaijan government or the bank, and didn't really do any work. And the payments were, in fact, payments in exchange for acts undertaken by the congressman.
Congressman Cuellar and his wife have entered not guilty pleas. A trial date has been set for July 8th. Former aide Hope Hicks takes the stand at former President Donald Trump's Manhattan criminal trial. He's accused of falsifying business records related to reimbursements to his then lawyer Michael Cohen to squash potentially damaging stories ahead of the 2016 election. More on Hope Hicks' testimony from CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Hicks testified Trump told her his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, paid porn star Stormy Daniels to protect him from a false allegation, saying he did it out of the kindness of his heart. Hicks told the jury, "I would say that would be out of character for Michael. I don't know Michael to be an especially charitable person."
As campus protests continue, New York police today have arrested over 50 people at New York University and the New School. In Washington, D.C., CBS's Willie James Inman reports.
At the George Washington University in Washington, D.C., these students say they will stay until they are forced to move out.
Are you concerned for your safety if police are called in?
It's terrifying to see what's happening in a country that claims to value free speech.
Administrators say they are trying to ensure the safety of their campuses, especially as graduation ceremonies are set to begin.
Stock surge as hiring shows welcome signs of cooling. The Dow surged 450 points. NASDAQ jumped 315. Now this.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Your cash back really adds up.
At the White House, President Biden has awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to 19 recipients. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Among those receiving the award, former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy is a brilliant, practical, principled, and determined leader.
A space pioneer.
Dr. Jane Rigby. She's a groundbreaking astrophysicist.
An activist who pushed to make Juneteenth a national holiday.
Sopa Lee made it her mission to make history, not erase it.
And Oscar-winning actress Michelle Yeoh.
As the first Asian actor to win an Oscar as Best Actress, she bridges cultures not only to entertain, but also inspire and open hearts.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Three bodies are reportedly found in Mexico, where one American and two Australian tourists have been reported missing. Sources close to the investigation say the bodies were discovered in the state of Baja California. The tourists were last seen in Ensenada last Saturday. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Crews have started dismantling a bridge over I-95 in Norwalk, Connecticut, damaged after a fiery crash yesterday. CBS New York's Tony Aiello reports the interstate is shut down with a goal to open it by Monday.
I-95 remains closed in both directions. Drivers spending hours in traffic as they detour around the scene.
Well, normally it would take me probably between 25 to 30 minutes, and now it takes me probably 1.5 hours, 2 hours.
Authorities are urging everyone to take mass transit and work from home if possible.
Boeing is expected to send its first crewed mission to the International Space Station on Monday. The Starliner has had some problems, CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
Additional problems were uncovered in the process. But as Butch Wilmore, the commander, has told us repeatedly, that's the past. They believe they've addressed all of those problems. They think the spacecraft is safe and ready to fly. And they said we wouldn't be here if we didn't believe that. So, you know, fingers crossed, but hopefully we'll have a good flight.
Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
WSB Sabrina Cupid has the latest on a government report on the number of pedestrians who end up in the ER.
Since 2021, traffic-related pedestrian injuries sent approximately 301 million people to the emergency room, according to a CDC study. Lead author Von Berry.
The visits for traffic-related pedestrian injuries were more common among persons of racial and ethnic minority groups compared to non-Hispanic white persons.
She also says they're more common among people 15 to 24 years old, and more males than female pedestrians end up in the emergency room with injuries. Traffic-related pedestrian deaths in the United States reached a 40-year high in 2021. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News Atlanta.
The U.S. government has loosened some rules governing electric vehicle tax credits, potentially making more EVs eligible for credits of up to $7,500. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, May 3rd, 2024. This broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill at jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.